fix your land just like you're going to plant anything, and then you plant your cotton, and then you have got, the first thing you do is chop it. That is thinning it out.
Oh, really?
To thin it. Yeah, it's just sold almost like you just, it's just real, real thick. Then you have to go in there and they, what they call chop it and thin it out.
Yeah.
And then from then on, all you have to do is just keep it clean.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when I was a little girl, we used to, there was this one man that had a huge farm that lived next door to us. And we would pick boll weevils off of his cotton for a penny a boll weevil.
Really?
I have done that. I have picked boll weevils for a penny a piece. We put them in the jar.
We used to do that with, you know, remember back in, I think it was 1960, they had problems with Japanese beetles.
Yeah.
When we lived in Washington, D.C., when I was a little kid, I had a jar of lighter fluid, and we used to go out there and just pick them off, throw them in the lighter fluids. But they come to this, we had this Chinese elm tree, and they would just come to it and they were just solid bugs.
Mm.
They were just all over the place.
Mm.
That's pretty much what like boll weevils, I guess.
Yeah, uh-huh. They would just eat the crops completely up.
Mm.
Now, last 2 years ago, we had quite a few boll weevils. But now, of course, they have all this insecticide and all that, you know, that kills the things now. But back then, they didn't have all that to kill the things. You just had to pick them by hand.
Wow.
And just think about a huge, you might say a plantation.
Mm-hmm.
And they got infested with those things. Well, it was just something else. There would just be as many people as he could get, children and grown people and everybody else, you know, picking. That's the only one that I ever, you know, really came in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to just be, the boll weevils were real, real bad.
Did,
but they don't have too many now because they have so much cotton spray. You know, they spray this. Down here they, I don't know what they do up there, they don't raise cotton up there. But we don't raise much cotton down here anymore.
Oh,
and
well.
they spray now with airplane.
Mm-hmm.
They use a spray, the airplane uses a
gopher.
Everybody has a, and that's the most terrible odor. That poison that they spray with the cotton. You can smell it for miles and miles.
I was going up Highway 80 going to Livingston the other day, and I guess I don't know what I passed, but it smelled like somebody died out there on the road. Somebody told me there was a paper mill. Or
oh, that's a Gulf States. That's terrible. It gets it. That goes down the water in the river, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's terrible. We get up some morning and we can't even open our door if the wind is if it's a real damp and the humidity is real high.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't hardly go outside at all.
I mean, I was just minding my mm-hmm. business going up the road.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's terrible mm-hmm. in that direction.
Yeah.
We go from here. There's a shortcut that you go through Jefferson
mm-hmm.
and go across and get on that highway. You come in just below that paper mill, and in that area in there, it is just terrible. Going to Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's awful.
God, I know, because, you know.
And Livingston, that's the same
mm-hmm.
road.
Yeah.
It's just terrible in that area.
Uh-huh. I just almost passed out. I just,
mm-hmm.
oh, gosh. You know, I thought I ran over a skunk.
That's where my son worked when he first, when we first came back.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He was, when he had just finished school when we lost his daddy. And he had gone, he was the only child, and his daddy drank.
Mm-hmm.
He was practically an alcoholic, and fast becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't leave me to go to school. And not that he was mean to me or anything, he never was that type of person. But he just didn't, it just, just nearly killed me. And because he was such a wonderful person, and just what it was doing to him, it was just about to kill both of us, really. It almost did. And he didn't go to school when he finished. He finished when he was 17, and he was real smart. So he went in, got a job with this Webb Motor Company.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Ford place over there, in the parts department. And he was going to make a career out of it. He really thought that's what he wanted. But,
was this Billy?
That was, that was over in Camden, in Wilcox County.
Mm-hmm.
And, but as, when school started that fall, and everybody went to school,